Hachette Audio presents Absolute Power, written by David Baldacci, read by Scott Brick.
To Michelle, my dearest friend, my loving wife, my partner in crime, without you this dream would have remained a feeble glint in a weary eye. To my mother and father, no parents could have done any more. To my brother and sister, for putting up with a lot from their younger sibling, and still always being there for me. Preface. In the early 1990s, I was staring out a hotel window in Islip, New York. It was nearly midnight, and I could not remember feeling more depressed. This was for at least two reasons. First, I'd flown up here in my capacity as an attorney. My firm represented a company that was looking into buying some banks, and I'd been assigned to review all the ground leases for the bank properties. I'd spent 3 days of my life doing just that. If you ever have trouble falling asleep, forget the Ambien and go straight to ground leases. Second, I'd just heard from my screenplay agent in L.A. I'd written a script that was sort of diehard in the White House. It had gotten a lot of hype and everyone seemed to love it. My agent had prepared me for a really big sale. After writing my butt off for 15 years and having nothing to show for it, I was more than ready for a really big anything. But the news was not good. One studio had passed on the script and the others, sensing something was wrong with the story, all quickly passed too. Such is the herd mentality in Hollywood. So there I was, peering out the window at midnight as yet another rejection.